Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Good news coming out of the Air Force. The Air Force has now reversed its decision to punish Colonel Leland Bohannon for refusing to publicly affirm the same-sex spouse of a retiring subordinate. We're going to be talking about this reversal on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Air Force has now reversed its decision to punish a highly decorated and respected colonel after he refused to publicly affirm the same-sex spouse of a retiring subordinate. Colonel Leland Bohannon was on the verge of being promoted to a one-star general when he was suspended from command in 2017. Orders were also handed down recommending that he not be promoted. He was punished after he declined to sign what's called a Certificate of Spouse Appreciation for a retiring Master Sergeant's same-sex spouse. Now, Matt, that individual got the certificate signed.
Yeah. By a higher officer.
By an officer higher than a colonel who was being promoted to a one-star general.
At Colonel Bohannon's request, he one-upped it, but the Certificate of Spouse Appreciation. This man is a Christian, Colonel Bohannon. Christianity does not recognize the fiction, the novel fiction of so-called same-sex marriage. This other guy's partner, if you will, is no more a spouse, you know, than I'm a frog. I mean, it's, but still, he wasn't mean about it. He was very, very kind. He passed it on.
He only asked for an accommodation.
To a general. He said, I cannot endorse this, this so-called same-sex marriage because it is counter to Christianity. It's counter to biblical principles. It's sin.
Yeah, and so this guy was a retiring individual, this other person.
Master Sergeant.
And Master Sergeant, and he was in a same-sex relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens typically, or sometimes, I guess, is when they retire, they can get a certificate giving appreciation to their spouse.
Yeah, there's like several, I think, for different, you know,
for different kinds of things.
Accomplishments that he
so
had
So this
gotten.
Guy wanted a certificate, and it came across Colonel Bohannon's desk, and he said, I can't sign this, so I'm going to pass it on to a higher authority.
Right.
Which
who
is
gladly
what he did.
Did it. Yeah, who gladly who did it.
He
no
did it.
Deal.
This guy got on his Certificate of Spouse Appreciation, a signature of someone higher than Colonel Bohannon. So this was someone who already was a general.
Right.
Colonel Bohannon was being considered to be a one-star general. He passed it on to somebody who was a general. So he actually got something greater. Well, the guy who was retiring, that wasn't good enough for him.
Of course, it never is. It never is enough because this is about forcing Christians to recognize, celebrate, endorse, embrace, participate in same-sex marriages and the celebration of these counterfeit marriages. And so Colonel Bohannon now was basically, as you know, his career had come to a standstill because of this investigation, but it's been overturned, which
is
the good
news. So, I mean, he was actually suspended. He was being recommended not to be promoted to a one-star general. This is a man who's given his life to defending our country and our freedom. In fact, he has flown combat missions in the Middle East, and he's the recipient of the Bronze Star, the Defense Meritorious Service Medal, and the Air Medal. His punishment brought strong condemnation, obviously, from members of Congress. They issued a letter, and they said that the action was completely wrong. Fortunately, you know, in this case also, an equal, so-called equal opportunity investigator, this is a government entity, determined that he did discriminate because he personally wouldn't sign the letter and that, quote, even had the accommodation been granted, Colonel Bohannon would nonetheless be guilty of unlawful discrimination, close quote.
You know, just fascists.
Here's a man who has sacrificed his own life for our religious freedom. He has gone over Middle East. He has fought for that religious freedom, but yet he is punished for exercising his own religious freedom.
Yeah, eight U.S. senators wrote, Colonel Bohannon has suffered severely on account of the EO investigators' mishandling of his religious liberty rights. The Air Force owes it to him to see that justice is restored along with his good name. And I would add, he needs to be promoted to one-star general.
Absolutely. They cower. They didn't serve him well at all.
I mean, imagine someone who's dedicated their life to defending you and me.
Right.
This guy has flown combat missions. Have any of you put your lives on the line? You know, literally where someone is trying to kill you, where at every move you could step on an IED or be shot by a terrorist, and you're over there away from family, and you're defending our country, and you love the military, you love God, you love America. All those things should be able to be compatible.
These and
so
we want
he
in the
actually provided the very thing that the person asked for. It's just he personally couldn't do it. Why? Because of his sincerely held Christian belief in marriage.
Yeah.
And the government at one time wanted to punish him. The Equal Opportunity Investigator wanted to punish him.
Yeah.
So much so they wanted to end this person's stellar career and keep him from becoming a one-star general because a retiring master sergeant wanted his scalp on the wall.
Right. Do you see the common thread here, though, Matt? I know you do. It's a rhetorical question. The people that are going after Kim Davis because they couldn't get her head on a platter, because they couldn't get her scalp, they couldn't get her signature on the marriage license, even though they were issued so-called same-sex marriage licenses. What did they want? They wanted her to be compelled to violate her conscience. Same exact scenario here. And that's why I've often said this notion of newfangled so-called gay rights, especially as it relates to the government endorsement of same-sex marriage, cannot work in harmony with our religious liberties. The two are incompatible, especially when you have one side that will not embrace the First Amendment and recognize the First Amendment right to freedom of religious expression. Instead, that one side, the LGBT side, the liberal side, the leftist side, wants to compel and force under penalty of law people to violate their conscience.
Same thing happening with Jack Phillips, the cake artist, with Baronelle Stutson, the florist, with photographers, all other Christians, bridal store owners. The same thing is happening. This agenda is being forced, and they're told they have to participate or else they go out of business.
You know, President Donald Trump issued an executive order regarding religious freedom, and that was followed up with the Department of Justice issuing its own opinion regarding and the guidelines regarding religious freedom to be implemented in the various agencies, which includes the EEOC, the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission. That was part of this commission here, the Equal Opportunity Investigator. And in the very introduction of that, Matt, it says, and it quotes one of our founders that was part of drafting the Constitution and our First Amendment freedoms, as what everyone knew back then, that the freedom, the free exercise of religion, which means not just the belief in your mind, but the ability to exercise, free exercise of religion. I mean, if you think of exercise, you don't exercise by just thinking about going to the gym.
No.
You exercise by actually doing something. The free exercise of religion of the First Amendment includes acts, actions, that the free exercise of religion is an unalienable right that predates government.
Yeah.
And that is of the highest order. And yet here they wanted to punish this person because he wanted to exercise
his unalienable right.
Free exercise, unalienable right to be able to comport himself according to his sincerely held religious beliefs. Well, the good news is, of course, that this has been reversed.
Praise God.
Yeah, thank you. And congratulations to Colonel Bohannon
for
literally putting it all on the line.
And we're proud of him, you know. We're proud
of him. He put
it
all on the line.
Yeah, those other military personnel who do stand up, especially when this fight with this whole transgender issues and everything are going on as well. We're proud. These are kind of people that we want in our military defending our freedom.
Well, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Don't get upset with what's happening in the culture and just not do anything. Do something about it. And you can do that by going to Liberty Council. You can get involved with learning about issues. You can sign up for our Liberty Alert email and also our various action emails to help you literally become active involved in the issues coming out of Washington, D.C. and elsewhere. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. At the bottom of that front page, sign up for these various emails and get involved. Go to our online store for more information. We have the Patriots Handbook series and also Kim Davis's new book, Under God's Authority. It's right in line with what is happening here, in this case with Colonel Bohannon. Under God's Authority, the Kim Davis Story, an inspiring and encouraging read, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.